USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Retail sales are beating expectations by a wide margin. They jumped 3.8% in January, nearly double the increase analysts were expecting. Online shopping is being credited for much of the increase. Sales of furniture and home furnishings also jumped. The Southern Plains is bracing for severe weather to hit overnight. Strong thunderstorms packing hail, high winds, and possibly tornadoes are expected to form across Oklahoma and Texas. Places like Oklahoma City, Dallas, and Tulsa could be in for a long night as the storms move through. Meanwhile, as that storm moves east, snow is expected from Missouri all the way to lower Michigan, with some parts seeing up to a foot of snow. And the Los Angeles Rams celebrated their Super Bowl victory with a parade and rally in Los Angeles. USA Radio News.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's EXERGEN.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Government funding is set to run out at the end of this week, and it could force the government to partially shut down. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, calling on Senate Republicans to support a short-term continuing resolution to keep the government open.
This extension is necessary in order to give appropriators more time to arrive at an omnibus. On the one hand, bipartisan negotiations on a year-long spending bill continue to go well. A credit to everyone working on this issue from both sides of the aisle.
Schumer adding those negotiations will continue on Thursday. The CDC is continuing to look into masking guidelines.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is expected to loosen its indoor masking guidelines to the states. The agency update could come as early as next week. Dr. Rochelle Walensky, the director of the CDC, discussed masking guidance at a White House COVID-19 response team briefing.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
As gas prices continue to rise across the country, energy independence is something many Americans are hoping for.
The United States could stop Russia from aggression on Ukraine by restarting our energy industry and becoming a major supplier of gas and oil to Europe. That's the opinion of former Deputy National Security Advisor KT McFarland on Newsmax.
You know, I don't think that the United States has any military capability to be involved in Ukraine, nor should we. Ukraine is not a member of NATO. You know, restart the American energy industry. Russia is doing this right now because its coffers, its revenues have doubled since last year because we pulled out of the energy industry. Oil, natural gas, canceled Keystone. Therefore, the price doubled, and Russia's really rich again. That's why they're able to do this.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Spring training is delayed this week in Arizona and Florida as the Major League Baseball lockout drags on into a third month. The March 31st regular season opening games appear to be in jeopardy, but there is still a chance for a full regular season. That is if owners and the Players Association can hammer out a new collective bargaining agreement in the next couple of weeks. There are reports that a shortened four-week spring training in March would still allow for enough time for players to get ready for the season. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.